Half an hour later, as she began to dress for dinner, she heard his voice from downstairs.
"Oh, Evie, come down!"
She went out into the hall and called over the banister. "What is it?"
"I want you to help me make some of that punch before dinner."
Hurriedly rehooking her dress, she descended the stairs and found him grouping the essentials on the dining room table. She went to the sideboard and, lifting one of the bowls, carried it over.
"Oh, no," he protested. "Let's use the big one. There'll be Ahern and his wife and you and I and Milton, that's five, and Tom and Jesse, that's seven, and your sister and Joe Ambler, that's nine. You don't know how quick that stuff goes when you make it."
"We'll use this bowl," she insisted. "It'll hold plenty. You know how Tom is." Tom Lowry, husband to Jesse, Harold's first cousin, was rather inclined to finish anything in a liquid way that he began. Harold shook his head.
"Don't be foolish. That one holds only about 3 quarts, and there's 9 of us, and the servants'll want some. And it isn't very strong punch. It's so much more cheerful to have a lot, Evie. We don't have to drink all of it."
"I say the small one."
Again he shook his head obstinately. "No, be reasonable."
"I am reasonable," she said shortly. "I don't want any drunken men in the house."
"Who said you did?"
"Then use the small bowl."
"Now, Evie."
He grasped the smaller bowl to lift it back. Instantly, her hands were on it, holding it down. There was a momentary struggle, and then with a little exasperated grunt, he raised his side, slipped it from her fingers, and carried it to the sideboard. She looked at him and tried to make her expression contemptuous, but he only laughed. Acknowledging her defeat, but disclaiming all future interest in the punch, she left the room. Chapter 3. At 7:30, her cheeks glowing and her high-piled hair gleaming with a suspicion of brilliantine, Evelyn descended the stairs. Mrs. Ahern, a little woman, concealing a...